You're having a great day today. And as we gather in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to pass along a passage of Scripture that helps to give comfort and encouragement and strength to believers as we gather together. The title of the message today is Confidence in a Troubled World. And we truly are in a troubled world at this time during this pandemic and the things that are going on, people's lives totally overwhelmed in situations and trials and different things that's happening. But even with all of that going on, we can have confidence because of God and who God is. Even though the world around us is in great turmoil, I want to read Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttereth his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Let's pray. Father, once again, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and thanking you for the privilege that we have of coming to the throne of God. Thanking you, Lord, once again for the access that you have given us through the veil, through Jesus Christ, that we might bring before you our hearts and pour them out before you today, that we might seek your face, seek your wisdom, seek your guidance in our lives. And Lord, as we come, acknowledging who you are, acknowledging that you are God, worshiping you and praising you and lifting your name on high, let us receive from you, receive from the Spirit today, and take the sweetness of your word, the sweetness of you working in us out into this world and share it with all of those that we come in contact with, that the name of Jesus might be exalted and the Father might be glorified. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there are events that shake a person's life. Before this pandemic, there were and are things that stir us up and shake us up and trouble us at times. And you add that to what we're currently going through, and it seems like it's more and it's harder to deal with, and there's different things to deal with today than maybe we've ever had to deal with before. People that we know that are dying from this virus, people that are sick, people that are living in fear, and people that are panicking, and people that are just ignoring it and not worrying about it altogether. We're in a different world. This event is truly shaking our world. You know, there are times that we go through, times that we hurt, times when we are confused, times when the devil asks the question, where is your God now? Through all of this. And many people Don't know how to answer that. But I hope by the end of this message you will be able to. You know, it is during these times that we must be strengthened and we must be encouraged by the Word of God. Though our fellow man may not know what is shaking our world, God always does. And it is God who gives us confidence to endure during those troubled and these troubled times, as well as the ones that are yet to come. How do we do this? How do we go about living in confidence, living with that security? Well, I think the first thing we need to do is to remember that God is. God is. We can let the things of the world alter our course if we're not careful. But when we focus on God and realize that God is God, there is none else. There is nothing that gets by Him. There's nothing He does not already know and has known all along. But there are several things that we need to remember about God that will help us have that confidence. Remember that God is not an impersonal, supreme being. He's not just some God out there somewhere that's just watching over everything that's going on. No, God loves us. God died for us. God provides for us here as well as for eternity. And He wants a personal relationship with us, each one of us, individual, personal. We have to realize that He is the one who loves us the most. There are multiple verses in the Bible that talks about the love of God, but the real definition of love is God. The Bible says that God is love. Therefore, to understand love, we have to know God. And when we do, we see how much He loves us by giving us His Son, giving us eternal life, preparing for us before there was an us that needed prepared for. So remember that God wants a relationship with us individually, personally. We need to remember that God is our refuge. There are times we need to take up shelter. We need to step aside from the things that are going on if we can. And God is that place. God is our hiding place, as the Bible says. When our world is shaking and when our life and our world is in trouble, He is our place of protection and our place of security. God is our refuge. We need to remember that God is our strength. You've heard me mention this in the last several sermons. God is our strength. Be strong in the Lord, the Bible says. As I think back and I look into the Old Testament, some of the characters there, like Moses and Joshua and Samuel, the psalmists, the prophets, they all sang or spoke or preached, "The Lord is my strength." We need to remember those who trust in the Lord acknowledge where their strength comes from. Paul testifies again of the Lord's strength in Philippians 4:13, where he says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." We have that comfort from God's Word, just like these other believers that put their faith and their trust in God, that we can be strengthened, we can be encouraged, but that comes from our acknowledgement of God, our focus on God, our turning to Him as God. We need to remember that God is our very present help in trouble. God is our very present help in trouble. What does that mean? Well, the word "very" is exceeding or of great abundance. The word present is constant availability. So when we put this together, we understand that God is exceedingly available constantly as our help in trouble. God is all that we need through whatever we go through all the time. So He's our very present help in trouble. It means He's with us. We need to remember who God is. We need to remember what God is. We need to acknowledge that God is with us. When we do so, it builds that confidence that helps us through the shaking, the trials, the troubles, the things that happen, the things that many are going through right now. The second thing is that God's presence causes fear to disappear. Now, you've heard through the media, and you've heard others saying, you know, we don't need to be afraid. But fear has a way of sneaking up on people, a way of grabbing a hold. But I want you to realize that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So when we acknowledge God, He allows that fear to be removed, to disappear. As the psalmist says in verse 2 of our text, therefore will we not fear, or we will not fear. And that has, because of therefore being in there, we need to look back. What does it mean? What's he talking about? Well, that takes us back to verse 1. Verse 1 is, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear. So we have to realize that when we acknowledge God, when we acknowledge who He is, when we acknowledge that He is our very present help in trouble, then that fear disappears. That fear is gone. So he goes on to say that we have no fear though the earth be removed. Now when we talk about the earth being removed, it has to do with being changed or altered. Our earth is changing constantly. It's being altered and it's really being shaken right now. Though it is being shaken, we should not be in fear. There should be no fear though the mountains be carried into the sea. Wow. That's quite a statement that the Bible makes. The shaking of the mountains being washed into the sea. No fear though the waters roar and be troubled. No fear though the mountains shake. And why? No fear because the Lord is with us. That is why we can live without fear. That is why we can live with confidence today. Because God is in control, because God knows what's going on, and He is our very present help today, at this very moment. In Psalm 46 and verse 7, it says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Israelites called upon the Lord of hosts. They acknowledged that the Lord of hosts was with them so many times in battles and struggles and things that they were going through. It is the same God who is with us today. It is the same God that made Adam, made this earth, made all of creation, that is with us today. Therefore, the passage in Hebrews chapter 13, 5, the last part of 5 and 6 says, for He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Why? So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is the one who helps me along. It's not the world. It's not other people. It's the Lord. The Lord uses other people. The Lord encourages others to come alongside and help us along. That's what the church is all about. But it is us and our relationship with the Lord and our surrender and our confidence in what God can do with us that will help our neighbor, to help the lost, to help our brothers and sisters in Christ. Takes away that fear. God's presence causes fear to disappear. But God's presence also removes fear and gives peace. It takes that fear away. It doesn't leave us with a void. As God removes that fear, He replaces it with peace. In John 14, 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus gives us His peace, the peace of God. Wow, to have the peace of God. That means, what does God worry about? What is God troubled about? God wants us to have that peace, His peace. "My peace," He said, "I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled." Philippians 4, 6, and 7 reminds us to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, we see the peace of God, which passes all understanding. We don't have to understand it. God gives it. And God applies it in our life so that when He removes that fear, when He removes those struggles, those unknowns, those uncertainties, He replaces it with His peace. And He gives us that peace. And that gives us that confidence to continue on, to serve Him, to listen to Him, to be in His Word, to spend time in that personal relationship, moment by moment. And the third point is we are to watch God work. Watching God work. In verse 8 of our text, it says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord." Come and look at what God is doing. You know, we think, well, look at all the things the Bible tells us about what God has done. The Bible also talks about things God will do. But we have to realize we don't live in the past and we don't live in the future. We live in the present. Therefore, what is God doing now? Is God working now? Come behold the works of the Lord. Come and watch and look at what God is doing now. In Ecclesiastes 7:13, it says, "Consider the work of God. Consider the work of God. For who can make that straight which He hath made crooked?" Can we straighten God out? Can we tell God, "What are you doing? Why are you messing up this way?" No, we can't. Because God is God and we are not. In John 6, 28 and 29, Jesus speaking to the Jews after the feeding of the multitudes. "And they came to Him and they said unto Him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent." To do the work of God, excuse me. To do the work of God, Jesus said, believe in God. Believe in whom He has sent. Who did He send? He sent Jesus. He sent the only begotten Son. Trust Him. The world is crying out, "What do we see? What do we need?" And when Jesus told them this, they said, "Well, show us a sign." Jesus is the sign for all of us. God is at work, even when our world is shaking. In our text in Psalms, we see the shaking and the mountains carried into the sea and the troubled roaring waters and the things that are going on as an example of turmoil in our world, of things happening that we do not know how to deal with. But we have to realize God is in full control. God knows. God knew before it happened. He knew what was coming. He is prepared. God is at work, even when our world is shaking. Some might ask, well, where is God today? What is He doing? We don't see Him working, but He is still working. Many times He works through you and through me, but He is still working across the world, across the heavens, throughout eternity. We have an example of that in Noah's family. When Noah was experiencing the flood, we have a prime example of the world being shaken. And Noah's security was in the ark of God and in God. And the ark of God is what gives them that security. And the ark is a picture of Jesus Christ. So Noah being in the ark was secure and safe, even though the world around him was dying and the world around him was shaken and the world around him was being changed. But Noah's confidence was not in the world, not in the seas, not in the mountains, not in the crops, not in the finances, but in God. And Romans 8:28 reminds us, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. We know then that God knows. And God can take every situation, any situation, and bring glory out of it and bring honor out of it. He can make it work out for good because He is God. The Bible tells us in verse 10 of our text, "Be still and know that I am God." Now, we're looking at the earth shaking, we're looking at turmoil, we're looking at all of the struggles going on in our text. And as we come to the last parts of this verse, this passage, He's telling us to be still. You know, how many times have you heard this verse? How many times have you heard this passage? Be still and know that I am God. For me, sometimes it's like the Lord is telling me, you know, be still. For me, stop talking. Listen. Be quiet and listen. Push the other things aside and listen. Be still and know. Get that word? And know that I am God. God wants us to know He's in control. God wants us to know He is God. Be still and know that I am God. That word still means to sink down and relax. Relax. Oh, how do you relax when you're all stirred up? When you get your eyes off of the things that are stirring you up and putting them on the one who has the answers, the one that has control, the one who is in charge. Be still. And God wants us to acknowledge Him as God. To acknowledge Him as God. There is no other. There is one God. And He is the Lord God Almighty. Are you watching Him work? Are you watching what God is doing? It's happening right before our eyes. Are you watching God work before your face, before your eyes? Or are you watching the storms, watching the trials, watching the troubled seas? Are you watching the mighty hand of God? And is your confidence in the things of this world? Or is your confidence in God during this troubled time? I want you to know today we can walk with confidence in this troubled world when we remember who and what God is. That He is with us in all things and at all times. And that He has made His work available for us to see. And that in seeing it, that we might marvel at who God is and just how much He really loves us. Let's pray. Father, thank You once again for this time that we can gather in this place and at this time. And I pray, Father, for each one who hears this message, that they would seek Your face, that they would turn to You, that they would acknowledge the mighty hand of God in their life. For those who maybe have never trusted You as Savior, that today they would say, I need Jesus as my Savior. And they would come to You and ask for forgiveness and ask that You might come into their heart and life and save them. For the Christians that are going through all the struggles and trials in their lives, in their families, in the jobs, that they might lay that out before You and say, here I am, Lord. Lord, I trust You. Help me and strengthen me. And Lord, that You might help each one of us day by day, step by step, have our confidence built as we turn to You, as we study Your Word, read Your Word, spend time in prayer, spend time in personal relationship with You. May You be exalted and worshiped and praised in our lives as we assemble in the groups that we can. In Your holy and precious Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray.